of the wonderful things about this time of the season is that we get to hear a lot of songs we know by heart. How many of you had not heard Mary Did You Know? I think everybody has. It's a beautiful song, and it really does kind of set the tone for what this night is all about. 4 weeks ago, we began our journey towards Christmas, and we lit the first candle, which was the candle of hope. Then that second week, we lit the candle of peace. And as Pastor Bill read, he has come to be our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, the everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. Let's remember that we need a Savior to save us from our sins and to give us peace with God. We also lit the candle of joy. I love this passage of Scripture in Luke chapter 2, verse 10. The angel said, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Exciting news, folks.
Amen.
Last week we lit the candle of love. And I think it's a verse that all of us probably know, and most of the people in the civilized world know this verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ is the true reason for hope.
Amen.
He's the true reason for peace. He's the true reason for joy and love, not only in this season, but for all time.
Amen.
And tonight we are celebrating the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God, who was promised to the nation of Israel. And he came into this world for a lot of reasons. He came to save this world. He himself said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." He came to forgive us of our sins. We've all sinned. Paul said, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Hallelujah for that. He also came to comfort us when we hurt. And during this time, although this is a joyous and festive time, there are a lot of hurting people.
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul said, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, so that we can turn around and comfort other people who have the same problems." Not only that, he came to walk with us through the dark times. I love Psalm 23. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because the Lord is with us." And he came to strengthen us when we are weak and when we are afraid. God said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." He came to guide us when we lost our way. He said the night before he was crucified to the questions, "Where is he going?" He said, "I'm the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me." He also paid the penalty to buy our pardon. Paul said Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried and he rose again that third day according to the Scriptures. And I think the most exciting thing for me anyway, I don't know about you guys, is one day he's coming back to take us home.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that day, John 14. Amen. Jesus said, "Don't be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And then he says, "I'm going home to prepare your place, and I'm coming back to get you." Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah. Those are the promises to every single believer. Emmanuel, God with us. A promise that was kept on that first Christmas morning when the baby was born in the manger. God chose to give up everything to become nothing. Paul said Jesus existed as God, but he emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave and becoming a man and sharing in our nature. He was like us. This child would bring hope, the confidence that God would ultimately defeat Satan, the confidence that good will always win over evil. This child's going to bring peace. Now, not the kind of peace we're talking about today, Even in the midst of our great sufferings and trials, a peace that assures His followers that He's in control, even when we don't feel like anybody is in control.
Amen.
He's in control. And He would also bring joy, for He would deliver us. The joy of knowing our sins are forgiven. And this child would bring love, a love that could never be taken away from us. A love that was beyond our understanding. I don't understand God's love. I don't understand how He could love me, but He does. We all want hope. We all want peace. We all want joy. And we all want love. We want it all. But some people seem to think that they want to have all of that, but they don't want to have Jesus. Folks, it's like wanting light and warmth and the scent of a crackling fire in a fireplace without the fire. It just doesn't work that way. Amen. Christ is central to Christmas. Hope, peace, joy, love, all of them come from Him. He's the center. And we enjoy the good things of Christmas because of Him. And so as we watch the Christ candle burning this evening in the center of all of the candles there, remember, Christ is central.
Amen.
He is the reason for Christmas. He is the one who brings true hope, joy, peace, and love for all of us. So we want to draw near to Him to worship, to praise Him, to follow Him, to believe Him. I love the song, "O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord." You see, when we keep Christ in our hearts, Christmas will never end. Amen?
Amen.